I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, off to the surface of Mars with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. Ingenuity, the brave little engine that flies, continues to fly, Bob. How many times can it do this trick? Is it the applause that keeps it bouncing up and down?
No, it isn't the applause. They were always planning to do about 5 flights on the Martian surface, with each one being increasingly difficult, with the final one pushing to failure. That is actually what I've read in one case. Now, they have now completed 3 flights. I have on Behind the Black, and as far as I know, this is the only pictures like this that are online. When this happened early Sunday morning, there was no press release immediately. I dug around in the Perseverance raw image catalog and was able to locate 3 different images by the navigation camera showing Perseverance, actually 4 images, showing Ingenuity on its just before takeoff, while in flight in 2 different places across the landscape, and then having returned to land site just slightly to the left of where it had taken off. So I put it together in a panorama, and you can see this. It's really cool, and you can see how this thing moved quite a distance. According to NASA, it moved about 164 feet downrange, about half the length of a football field, and it was moving around, about 6-7 feet per second as it was flying sideways. It was up about 16 feet off the ground, and this is just demonstrating they now can take off. They can look around, they can come back. And I'm sure it took some pictures on the way. They're going to do additional flights. The next 4th flight is any day now. And, you know, this is just good stuff, John. It's just demonstrating the capability of flying on Mars.
Our descendants, Bob, will visit this site, and they will walk over it with awe. I love the way you've marked it up. Farthest north for Ingenuity. That's very nice. There should be a farthest south, too. All of this is Smithsonian territory for the 23rd century, all of it. Everything we're looking
at. It'll be like Kitty Hawk. You can walk around on the ground, but there'll be a monument at some point where at the Wright Field launch site, which they've named it that, they'll put a monument.
And then the brave little toaster itself, or a facsimile of such. We'll see what its future is. Curiosity is giving us views of Gale Crater, back to the original SUV on Mars. Curiosity's healthy. Yes, Bob?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Last week, the Curiosity, it's sitting on top of this 20-foot-high outcrop. It calls Mercou, or Mercou. I'm not sure it's pronounced.
Mercou, Bob.
Mercou, okay. Mount Mercou. So they're sitting on top of it. They had been actually exploring its side quite a lot for a few weeks. They drilled on the side. They're now on top of it, and they're drilling into it. And while they're sitting there, last week I showed this great panorama of it looking south towards Mount Sharp and the canyons and mountains it's going to go into. Well, a week later, they took this great picture looking out from Mount Mercou across Gale Crater with mesas in the distance and mounds, and it was basically looking back on where they'd traveled. And so I posted that on Behind the Black. You know, while Perseverance is about to start on a journey exploring Jezero Crater, Curiosity is about to enter the mountains, and so its pictures are going to be spectacular on a regular basis, and I'm going to keep posting them because I think it's interesting, John.
I agree with you, Bob. That is not Earth. Man, that is some other place. Wow.
I had one reader on my site say, though, that all they need is some Joshua trees, and it would look like California, but I don't agree.
You know, that ghost-like atmosphere over the mountain or the edge of the rim, that must have been one great big asteroid that hit. Lordy.
Oh, God, yes.
Create that crater. All right, Gale Crater's mesas. Bob is always taking us on mesas. But the question is, what formed them? And, Bob, you have an answer.
Well, okay. Now, that beautiful picture of Gale Crater, off to the left end of it, there's some small mesas. Well, that's where Curiosity had been traveling 5 years ago in 2016. And you will remember this, John. This is when they were going through these little mesas with a really interesting balanced rock.
Right.
And weird layers.
You brought our attention to it. A rock would fall partway down the slope and then stop, just freeze.
Stop. And, you know, it's because of the low gravity, but you see these really thin flakes, layers. It was really weird stuff. This is when I really started to do my rover updates, because the terrain was starting to get interesting that Curiosity was traveling through. Well, they finally did a lot of analysis of the data that was learned 5 years ago, and there was a paper published that I'm talking about here. And what they have decided is, though there was, they think, a lake once at the floor of Gale Crater, where these mesas are, the mesas themselves were not formed, and their multi-layers were not formed by water processes. They were formed entirely by wind processes blowing sand across and forming dunes that eventually hardened into multi-layers. So these mesas were formed by wind and sand dunes and not liquid water, and you have to think about the amount of time involved to do this, John. I mean, really, many eons. You should have the lake goes away, then you have sand dunes form rock, more sand dunes, more rock, more sand dunes, and there's a lot of lake.
Well, Bob, they've had 4 billion years. Mars is cooking slowly here. Now, more wind questions. Seasonal Martian streaks. They sure look like water, Bob, from Martian orbit.
Yes, these are the seasonal streaks that they see on cliff faces on Mars, on interior canyons, and they thought they were maybe caused by seepage of brine coming from inside the ground seasonally when summer arrives. Well, now they don't think so. There was a great increase of these streaks after the global dust storm in 2018, which means they're linked to dust, not to water, and they think that might be a dry process having to do with grain flows going down. You get enough grains there, it finally starts to flow downward significantly. John.
So it's not water. And one more detail, Bob. The Chinese have named their rover.
Correct. They've now named the Mars rover. It's going to go down to the Martian surface in May. Zhurong, I think I'm pronouncing that, which is named after the traditional fire god of Mars.
And we wish it well. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.